from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross has filed a motion that seeks to have his 13-count indictment on racketeering charges dismissed. Norcross says the illegal acts he's accused of committing are what he calls routine politics. His lawyers say the state is pursuing criminal charges for legally permissible threats and that the statute of limitations has run out on the allegations. Norcross is accused of illegally obtaining property and rights to the waterfront in Camden and having influence on government officials for the last 12 years. Norcross's brother and several others are charged as well. Jersey lawmakers advance a bill that targets misinformation in the doctor's office. It says a healthcare professional can be subject to disciplinary action for disseminating info to patients that's false. Assemblyman Brian Rumpf, who voted against the measure, says it's unconscionable that we'd attack doctors and nurses like this.
It would be my opinion as a legislator that this bill is clearly unconstitutional, and my concern, frankly, is it's Orwellian. It's the equivalent of book banning.
The bill's sponsor says there are people in New Jersey who don't take their responsibility as a healthcare official as seriously as they should. New Jersey is nearly alone in having legal cannabis without any at-home cultivation. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says more than 2 years have passed since the state's first recreational marijuana sales.
The arguments of not doing home grow take nothing away from the for-profit market. I have not talked to anybody who's in the for-profit market that believes that.
Gopal is a primary sponsor of at least two current home grow measures. One focused solely on medical cannabis has bipartisan co-sponsors. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion in the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, tomorrow night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Are we getting rain the rest of the week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. The reason for all the unrelenting, pleasant, dry weather this month, blocking high pressure. A similar setup will mostly keep Helene away from New Jersey later this week, but not completely. We're going to continue the chance for some showers tonight as temperatures slowly rise overnight. Lows fall into the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, humid and warm, 75 to 80, despite mostly cloudy skies. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time tomorrow. Friday, here comes the impacts from the outer edge of Helene. Lots of clouds and showers possible in South Jersey, highs lower 70s. Maybe a shower chance to the south on Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun this weekend with high temperatures in the lower 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Newark 67, Edison 66, and Mount Holly 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Alliance Orthopedics. Coming soon to Middletown at 525 Route 35. Whether you need surgery or rehabilitation, Alliance Orthopedics has your back. Visit AllianceOrtho.com or call 877-5-FASTER today to learn more.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.